Oasis Audio presents Majesty by David Teams, read for you by Bob Sauer. To be a king and wear a crown is a thing more glorious to them that see it than it is pleasant to them that bear it. Elizabeth I of England. Prologue. For a Penny's Worth of Hamlet. 1603. There is a discernible hum about the city, the swarm and tread of a long-forgotten life, a life far removed from our own, a large, teeming, and animated life, fluid and slightly opaque, like the Thames that winds ventricle-like through its heart. The market at Smithfield is effuse with a smell that might be burnt brick, tallow, or sea coal. The slow moan and shuttle of livestock. There are the alehouses and ladies of sale, the bear-baiting precincts of Southwark, and the great globe itself pulsing with life deep in the afternoons. The bustle of theater queues for a penny's worth of Hamlet. Her language is as alive as her streets, as deathless and penetrating as the smell, as opulent and full of pomp as the fashions they wear, the silk, the lace, the excess, the ornament. Her English is without rule or harness, feral, wanton, a hungry creature, and she purrs in the hands of her masters. This is early modern London, the London of Shakespeare and John Donne, of Francis Bacon and Sir Walter Raleigh, of Sir John Falstaff and Mistress Quickly, of the Mermaid Tavern and Puddle Dock, of Fleet Street and Pudding Lane. That filthy town, as the new Stuart King would come to call it. It is a lyrical age, the age of the sonnet and the rhymeless pentameter, of pamphleteers and playmakers, of three-hour sermons and two-hour plays, of severed and unsmiling heads.